It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Once again, it's a privilege to welcome you to It's a Good Life. Well, today we're going to continue our study in the book of John. Now, this is a study that I would like for us to look at and get an overview of the entire New Testament. It's something that many people cannot do. They have not done this before. You may be thinking, well, it's going to be a very tedious way to study the Word of God that we have to memorize everything about each book of the Bible. No, that's not what this is about. This is studying the high points, if I could put it that way. The high points are the books themselves, but what I'd like for us to do is to study things that would bring things back to our memory and help us to get through this. Now, you can go back and you can look at these things later on and think about this, and I would advise you to have, and I would ask you to have pencil and paper, if at all possible, and have your Bible open and write down scripture references as we go through this study. Well, last time we were together, we studied about the book of Luke. Luke, the physician, traveled with Paul on his journeys. A very important person. He was a doctor, of course. And once again, as we look into the books of the Bible, it's something that you and I can accomplish. We can understand more about the Word of God as we get into the Word of God. Well, let me begin by saying the theme verses for John, of course, and most of these are very familiar to anyone who's been studying the Word of God. We're going to look at that, but let's get a reminder here of some of the things that God would have us to look at in the book of John. Key verses would be these to me. Well, now, you may look at the other verses and say, well, that's more a key verse to me. Well, that's your privilege. You can look at those verses and you can claim those verses for yourself and hold on to those verses throughout your life. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now let's look at some of the verses that just came out to me this day. And we look in John chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17. It says this, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Well, and I see another verse in John chapter 6 and verse 40 where it says, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Well, then in John chapter 12 and verse 32 it says, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." And John chapter 17 and verse 3 says, "And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." Well, and I see also then in John 20 and verses 30 and 31 where it says, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book." Verse 31 says, "But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that ye, that believing ye might have life through his name." Now, it's not saying that if you believe in his name, you just might make it into heaven. No, it's making a statement, or the Bible's making a statement, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And that's what it's saying here, that believing you might have life through his name. You can have that life. Well, all through the book of John, we read about eternal life. We read about believing on a certain individual, and that certain individual is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, some of the background of this book would be this. The author, of course, is John the Apostle, and in once again, the King James Defender Study Bible, the Dr. Henry Morris, he says this, "The Apostle John never identified himself by name in his gospel." In other words, the gospel that we're studying today, that's us, we're studying today. Now, Dr. Morris goes on to say, though he did in the first verse of Revelation, he didn't identify himself, but he did in the book of Revelation. But once again, occasionally called himself the disciple whom Jesus loved. Well, you can read about that in John chapter 19, chapter 20, and chapter 21. And Dr. Morse goes on to say, the vocabulary and general perspective of the five books, Revelation, Gospel of John, and the three epistles of John, as well as uniform tradition, all agree that John the Apostle wrote the book of John. You see, there are some people who do not believe that John the Apostle wrote the book of John, but I believe he did. Well, what about the date? When was this written? Well, most Bible scholars agree that this was written around AD 70 through 90. And around that time period, and it would cover the events that occurred in 27 to 30 AD. The setting of this book is set during the lifetime of Jesus, who remains mostly in the Jewish communities. Well, there is no discussion here of his earthly birth with the exception of John chapter 1 and verse 14. In the first part of that verse where his coming into the world is alluded to, when that verse, John chapter 1, verse 14, the first part of that verse says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now, of course, that verse is speaking of none other than our Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, let's look at some of the facts of the book. The theme. The theme is to identify Jesus very clearly as the Son of God and the Christ, using first of all his miracles, his teachings, and his actions. Well, the purpose of the book is to produce faith in him. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. As we study the Word of God, our faith grows as we look to the Word and Jesus through the Spirit, and the Spirit speaks to our hearts. Well, then we see not only do we see the purpose, but the ultimate goal of this book is life for each believer. And we know that life comes to those who believe in Him, Jesus Christ, but the Bible teaches us this through the book of John that the believer has more of an abundant life through Jesus Christ. And this happens daily as we walk, as we walk with Him, and each one has the faith increased as they study not only the book of John, but the entire Bible. Well, then we see the identification of Jesus. Every account shows who He is. First of all, we see that He is the Son of God. John chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And John chapter 1, verse 34 says, and I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. John chapter 5, verse 18, therefore the Jews sought the more to kill Him, because He not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was His Father, making Himself equal with God. Well, there are many other verses that talk about that verse, and there's more than one verse. In John chapter 8 and verse 58, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And if we go back and look into the book of Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14, Moses asked God his name and received the reply, I am that I am. When in chapter 8, in verse 56 of John, it says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Now, of course, the term I am is referring to none other than God himself, Jesus, the great I am. So we see Jesus was God, and he is God. He made no apologies for that. He was God, and God was his father. In John chapter 10 and verse 33, the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Well, in chapter 20 and verse 28, and we see old Thomas here. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. You remember the old doubter? Thomas, he doubted. And Jesus said, touch me, feel me, handle me. And Thomas saw him, and he said, my Lord and my God. Well, that's what we need to do today, is understand that Jesus is Lord. He is God. He is the Savior for those who will receive him as such. Well, the identification of Jesus in John chapter 1 and verse 41, the Bible says, he first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. John chapter 4 and verse 25 and 26 says this, "The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he." Jesus was the Messiah. The Messiah equals Savior, Deliverer. When Jesus wants to save those who would come to him, faith believing that he is the Son of God, that he was crucified, buried, and resurrected on that third day. If a person comes to him faith believing and ask him to come into their hearts, then he will save anyone who comes to him faith believing. Well, the evidence of Jesus being the Savior and being who he said he was, there are many verses that allude to this. And you can look in John chapter 5 and verse 30 through 47, and John chapter 2 and verse 11 says this, "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him." As we read that, we know that's speaking about the marriage at Cana and how that he turned the water into wine. This was a miracle. Now, let me remind you that people saw this. It wasn't a secret. These things actually happened, these miracles that took place, and people testified to this. John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews." See, this man was well versed in the scriptures. He was an important man of the Jews. And it goes on to say about this man Nicodemus. In verse 2, it says, "The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi," in other words, teacher, "we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." So we understand by reading and studying that Jesus did many miracles. He showed many signs and wonders, and people who saw these things, many of them believed on him. Such was the case today when we understand that Jesus, who Jesus really is, that he is God. He is the Son of God. And Christ's teachings and the witness of his works and all of this leads us to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ through the Word and faith in Jesus Christ. Well, John chapter 1, verse 12 says this, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." John chapter 20, verse 29, "Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." And folks, that's us. That's those of us, and that's those people who are alive today who have been alive throughout the ages, and the other people who have never seen Jesus, but they believe on him and they trust him to save them, to take them to heaven. Well, there are many other things we can point to in the book of John, the life of Jesus, and he was real. John chapter 5, verse 21. John chapter 5 and verse 25 through 29 talks about this and the abundant life that Jesus offers. John chapter 10 and verse 10, on and on it goes. We keep reading, and the question that comes to my mind, have you trusted him today? Do you understand that Jesus is alive? Well, Jesus is alive, and he wants you to be alive. He wants you to be alive with eternal life. John chapter 1 and verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Trust Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart today.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.